Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I hope that you're doing well today and have been enjoying the podcast episodes. Thank you so much to everyone who wished us a happy birthday for our 3-year anniversary. That was great, and I'm so excited to be here on the mic today. I will be answering a question that someone sent in from the community. If you have questions for the podcast, there will be a link in the show notes where you can submit your questions. You can decide to use your name or keep it anonymous, and we will answer the questions live here on the podcast. And just a quick housekeeping, if you're not yet a member of the community, please join us. We're on Mighty Networks. This community is for everyone and anyone who is a fashion entrepreneur or an entrepreneur in general. Specifically, if you're from the continent of Africa or operating with the continent in any capacity. So join us. We are learning and growing together and developing our businesses as well as ourselves. Because quite honestly, you are the foundation of whatever business you build. So you got to develop yourself first and the business will follow. All right. So today's question comes from Anonymous. And Anonymous says, "Hi, Victory. Thank you so much for the podcast. I really enjoy the content and I'm learning a lot." Well, thank you. Really appreciate that. And the question says, "I am just starting out in my business and I have only a few resources in bracket money. What should I focus on in business?" This is a really, really good question, Anonymous. Thank you for sending it in and congratulations on starting your business, right? And, you know, it's a process to have the idea and then to finally execute something, even if it's just, you know, the first prototype or the first iteration of your business, right? Congratulations to you for taking the step to even start something. Everyone, give her or him a round of applause. That's really awesome. Congrats. So you said you have limited resources, in parentheses, money. I absolutely understand. So you're asking what you should focus on in business first. So I think that the mindset you should adopt, which is what I personally use, is you need to focus on what is revenue generating first. So if you have limited resources and there's a lot of things to do, as far as there's a lot of things to spend money on in business in general, right? You can spend money on different types of software that can help your business on the back end. You can spend money on marketing, whether that be offline or social media marketing. You can spend money on a photo shoot. You can spend money on the actual products, right? You know, to purchase products. You can spend money on influencers. You can spend money on a lot of different things. Honestly, there's a million and one ways to spend this money. But what I want you to focus on is what is revenue generating. So essentially in business, you want to focus your time and your resources on what is going to bring you your ROI, right? And ROI stands for return on investment. So if you have a limited amount of money or limited amount of time, I want you to focus those things on something that will produce revenue, something that will give you some results, right? So for example, I'll give you the podcast as an example, right? So I'm an entrepreneur myself, and I decided to start this podcast just as a way to build community and as a way to share the lessons that I'm learning as I build my business, right? So, and if you notice with the podcast, I've structured it as a seasonal podcast, and I also release episodes, you know, by the season. If you notice on our social media, where we have an account on most of the social media platforms, right? But we're not active on all of them because that's just impossible to do with the time and the resources that I have right now, right? It would be throwing like little money at 1,000 different things to where it wouldn't have the impact that it would have had if I just took that money and I intentionally threw it at one target so that I could, you know, hit my target. So if you notice, we're not as active on all the social media platforms. However, this podcast has been released consistently for 3 years now, right? So my focus for my business, my quote unquote revenue generating, is the actual podcast that you listen to here on your audio device, right? Because this is my own revenue generating, because there is a direct way to trace my return on investment. The time I'm investing into creating these podcasts, I can directly see a return because there are people joining the community, there are people engaging in the community, which is my own version of revenue, right? So in your own business, I want you to sit down and think about the different places where you could invest the money and then try to focus on which one will actually generate return for you, right? Return on your investment, on investment of your time, on investment of your money. If we had said, okay, we're going to be active on TikTok, we're going to be active on Threads, we're going to be active on Twitter, we're going to be active on Instagram, I would be overwhelmed because the time I would use to record the podcast and then go and create TikTok content and then run to Twitter and then run to Threads and then run back to Instagram to create some more content, it would be a waste of time, right? The most efficient use of my time is to actually record the podcast that you're listening to, which is like the main thing, and then everything else can kind of flow from there, right? So I can always repurpose the content that I share on this podcast as a thread. I don't even know what we're calling it. I can always repurpose like a value or a gem that I share on here. I can, you know, type it up really quick on my phone and post it as a thread if I have extra time, right? But the main focus, come rain, come sunshine, is that I will do the podcast for you all, because that is my revenue generating activity, right? So for you, I want you to just try to come up with, you know, what you think would be revenue generating for your business, and that's where I want you to spend, you know, that money and the time that you have. So thank you so much for, you know, sending in the question. I hope that was helpful for those of you that are also listening that have limited time, limited resources, and you're trying to figure out where to invest it. Always think, I want to invest this where it's going to be revenue generating. And you always want to invest your time and your money into something that has ROI, right? Something that will give you return. You don't want to just waste your money throwing it at things that don't have any return, but you want to focus on what you can actually measure that will bring back some return on that investment for you. All right, that has been another episode of the Business of African Fashion Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you all in the community, and I'll also see you on the next episode. Bye for now.